The county council was scheduled to hear an appeal of a dog and cat boarding facility in Lower Silver Creek. The appeal challenged a low-impact permit granted by Development Director Pat Putt to Dr. Carl Pryor's facility. But the appellant cannot make the meeting this week, so the item's been continued to May 21st. The council meets Wednesday at the Rich and Services Building from 5:30 to 6. Speaking about Silver Creek in general, County Manager Bob Jasper said it's hard to figure out what the rules are in that neighborhood.
We've been sued a good half a dozen times. That's what led to the zoning change to community commercial. I don't know how many. The state has a state ombudsman that looks at things, and we've had probably five opinions in that area. It's a changing area, and it will continue to change. Sewer's going out there, and so...
Sewer may be going out there.
I can't say absolute fact, but we've had a community meeting. There's sewer going right up to Silver Creek boundary for a new development. It was oversized for the area. We'll be trying to work with people in the community to provide sewer. I mean, you have large commercial buildings on septic systems. That doesn't work.
On a related item, the county had discussed possibly managing the Silver Creek roads on a contract basis, but that idea has been set aside.
We've had several meetings. We've offered basically to contract. The proviso that I've laid out is we think we bring engineering, economy of scale, well-trained people. We have the equipment, et cetera. We think we bring that to the table, but we're not subsidizing the area. People that pay taxes into Service Area 6, they pay for their roads. And so what we've said to Service Area 3 is if you want to basically decide how much of your tax base you want to contract for, we'll work with you as to what level of service you'd get for that service base. I thought we were pretty close to going ahead and doing a contract. We recently heard from the Service Area 3 board that they want another year to look at it. I think some people out there want all the roads paved. Other people are just happy with gravel.
Jasper did have one news item this week. Allison Weyer will be leaving her position as the county's economic development consultant. The county manager is interviewing replacements at this point. Jasper said the economic challenges are different for the east and west sides.
On the west side of the county, I mean, we were very clear that people over here would rather not have growth, and we have some traffic issues. And so the focus over here has been more diversity, so that we try to get some lower impact in terms of traffic and whatever jobs, but at the same time high paying. That's tricky. On the east side, you have a different economy and different opportunities. So in many ways, as in many issues, we kind of divide the county in half as we look at how to deal with it.
Now, at one point, this was a contract position. Have you made it a full-time, year-round position with the county?
We have the ability to do that. The position's there, but assuming we find an applicant we really like, then we'll work with them as to whether they'd rather go contract or county employee.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.